Jeff Daniels, when are Republicans ashamed of Trump going to get off the Titanic and vote for a Democrat? By Warner Todd Houston on May 31, 2019. Actor Jeff Daniels insisted during an appearance on MSNBC on Thursday that President Donald Trump has gone off the rails and completely soiled the Oval Office. Daniels said he is ashamed to be an American as he appeared on MSNBC's Last Word, the low-rated opinion show hosted by Lawrence O'Donnell. Jeff Daniels praised Never Trumper Justin Amash and urged Republicans to vote for Joe Biden. "This president has completely soiled the Oval Office. Soiled the presidency. And you've got a lot of people, and I keep looking at them. I go, when is enough enough?" Daniels exclaimed. Then the Dumb and Dumber star addressed Republicans directly. "Have we tripped it yet so that you go, okay, if I have to vote for a Democrat or former Vice President Joe Biden, then I will. But are you there yet?" Daniels asked. "Because you're on the Titanic. And after Special Counsel Robert Mueller spoke the other day, the iceberg got a little closer. When are you getting off? They're the ones who need to show the courage." The former newsroom star is promoting his role as Atticus Finch in Aaron Sorkin's Broadway adaptation of To Kill a Mockingbird. Daniels has appeared on several programs, recently, to regurgitate his favorite new accusation that if we re-elect Donald Trump, it will be the end of democracy. "You have to decide whether, like Atticus, that you believe that there's still compassion, decency, civility, respect for others, do unto others. All of that stuff you guys believe in and, you still voted not for Hillary or for Trump, where are you now?" Daniels said earlier in the week. "Because your kids are looking up at you going. But he lies and I think there are a lot of people in the Midwest who are going, sigh. It might be enough for them. We're gonna find out, you know, if the big gamble is to go all the way to November 2020, which I agree, and lose. It's the end of democracy." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerThouston.